Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 20th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, We Are Pilgrims on the Earth. And two scripture texts today, one from Hebrews 11, verse 13, the other from 1 Peter 2, verse 11. And interestingly, both of these are not the standard translations I normally use, but are from the 1599 Geneva Study Bible, or Geneva Bible, used by the pilgrims.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
Last night, Brooksine shared a program about the pilgrims and their journey to America in 1620, leading up to the very first Thanksgiving meal held in mid-October of 1621. Pilgrims were referred to as separatists and saints as well. She's done extensive research on this subject. She did it while we lived in Massachusetts initially and taught this subject over a four-week period to homeschoolers. She dresses in pilgrim's costume and takes food and other items from the period to share with listeners. As I prepare this, in fact, I ate a bit of dried beef, cheese, and hardtack left over from last night's presentation.
Well, the story I share is a historically accurate, non-revisionist story based on history with an emphasis on presenting the deep Christian convictions the pilgrims held. I shared this in the public school in Massachusetts. Actually, 2 or 3 years I did that. And you can imagine the vast sea of historical ignorance, deception, and denial that we confronted in a heavily secularized Massachusetts school district only 25 miles from Plymouth, where the pilgrims first settled.
Well, with the Bible in hand, for that was the one treasured possession that pilgrim families would not leave in Holland when they left, Brooksine repeatedly shared concerning their faith in God and how they treasured the Word of God. She weaves in how its message would strengthen and guide them throughout the hardships and heartaches they would endure on the treacherous voyage and over the next few years in the New World.
One of the great biblical themes that deeply impacted these early settlers was the sense that they were pilgrims. Of course, that's why we call them that, wanderers. They used this sense not only in regard to the pilgrimage from the old world to the new, but in a much greater sense in regard to their spiritual pilgrimage. John Bunyan's classic allegorical novel, Pilgrim's Progress, reflects this sense.
Both daily scripture texts were surely held dear by these people, and the 1599 Geneva Bible, the version read by the pilgrims, translates these verses using the word pilgrim, as the King James Version also does. We are pilgrims on the journey of a narrow road. May all who come behind us find us faithful. Be encouraged today, and remember, we are all on a pilgrimage.
Let's pray together. Father, since this pilgrimage on earth is all we've known since birth, far too often we see it as a permanent dwelling. But the psalmist gives us a true perspective of our transient life when he writes, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever." Help us to lift our eyes to the heavens and place our affections on the eternal truth of your word. We, as your redeemed children, desire to be faithful as we walk this pilgrim pathway, watching expectantly and longing for your soon return. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Actually, it wasn't a psalmist. That's from Isaiah chapter 40, where it speaks of the word of the Lord enduring forever.
Yeah,
well, we learn together. Well, we are two very real people with a ministry we don't claim to be polished. We're late today. We normally like to get this out around 11 o'clock, and it's already 12:30. A lot of additional research and preparation was needed, it seems, for today's message, including a photo I took not last night in the presentation. Didn't have my camera, but took it this morning. She dressed up again as she did last night. And we have a photo on the website, dailyencouragement.net, if you'd like to look at it. Also have a photo of a goat, and there's a story behind the goat photo there if you care to read it. There's also an additional note by Brooksine, and I think I might even get her to write one more note today. Also found online the Geneva Bible, if you're interested, the Bible used by the Pilgrims. It was the Bible that predated the King James Version that many of us are familiar with. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful. Be encouraged as we are on a pilgrimage.